Warm welcome this homecoming weekend to all of our alumni who are returning and to parents of our students. I love working with your children. It's a great gift, a privilege of my life to be on a college campus and to see them grow in their faith. Part of that is going to Mizzou football games, which I love to do. I was at a Mizzou football game recently, and I sit in different places, and you never really know who's going to sit next to you or how tipsy they might be. Recently, there was two or three or four sorority girls next to me, and I had never met them before. It was a great time. And eventually, over the course of the game, we become acquaintances. One of them, we find out, was formerly Catholic, and they're interested in me, which is lovely. So I get to tell them about my life, and I get to brag on all of you and the cool things I get to do and what it looks like to be a priest. They want to know right off the bat, so what do you think of President Trump? It's like, easy question. What made you want to be a priest? Does that mean you can't have sex? Have you thought about becoming Episcopalian so you could have both? I'm like, never, not even once. But if you get to ask me questions, I get to ask you questions, right? So I asked one of these gals, I said, so what's your life plan? And she was pretty convicted. And what she said really kind of made me sad. She said, all I'm really focused on is my career and my happiness. And it made me really sad. I'm focused on my career and my happiness. And I told her that breaks my heart. And I asked her, like, do you want to be a wife and a mother? And she goes, I'm not really worried about that. I'm like, being a mother is like the coolest vocation in the world. A miracle happens in you. You get to bring a new child into the world, a new human person who never existed. She says, maybe I'll adopt. And I'm like, but it'd be cool if you found a man who cared for you and loved you and wanted to build you up and encourage you, that you would be able to bring a new life into the world with him. She's like, that just doesn't do anything for me. And my heart broke. And I'm not blaming her for anything. There's probably a lot of woundedness there. Bad examples, maybe. I don't know. But her vision of what life is was a little bit off. And that made me really sad. And as I read today's gospel, I'm thinking about the rich man and Lazarus. That the rich man and this girl, there's not much difference. Except he has a lot more money than her. That the rich man did focus on his career and his own happiness. And where did that get him? That every day he would pass by this poor man begging outside of his house, Lazarus, who just desired a little bit of help. He could have used so much that this rich man could have blessed him by his life, by the wealth that he had gained. And yet, time and again, there's a hardness of heart that grows in him. That if I'm focused on my career, if I'm focused on my happiness, it's me, me, me. The me monster takes over. Our ego takes over. And we begin to shut out the opportunities that surround us everywhere. Where does focusing on our career and our happiness get us? We have reasons for those decisions, but it's sad. In the end of this parable, the rich man is begging, please, send Abraham, send the prophets to my brothers, warn them. I'm suffering in so much torment, being separated from everything that's good. I'm suffering in so much torment. Please send someone to warn them of what's to come. And then we hear Abraham replies, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Someone has risen from the dead. His name is Jesus Christ. You and I confess him. In a few moments, as we, with this newly baptized, to be newly baptized baby, we're going to profess our faith in Christ Jesus, the faith of the church in which we are saved. It's the name of Jesus. And yet, so often we'll go to other things, idols. The very first commandment is always worth refreshing. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. And yet, as Americans, I know myself, I was raised to be covetous. to gather more and more and more, that we find our security in these outward physical goods, that that becomes our place of security, and that we're constantly discontent and often ungrateful. And what the rich man in the gospel shows us is that there's so much more. How much is enough? How much is enough for me to be content? How much is enough to be generous and to be grateful for what the Lord has given to me? You know, there's a difference between physical goods and spiritual goods. Physical goods are money and house and cars and vacations and pizza and ice cream and gum. If you want to be a friend to everyone, always have gum that you're willing to share. Quick life hack, right? Always have gum that you're willing to share. But the trouble is that if I have 10 pieces of gum and I give one away, I have 9. Very good. When we share physical goods, we lose something. There's a cost. But the difference between physical goods and spiritual goods is that when we share spiritual goods, they multiply. Friendship is a spiritual good. Joy is a spiritual good. Security in the Lord Jesus is a spiritual good. Forgiveness, mercy are spiritual goods. Kindness and gentleness are spiritual goods. That when I share it with other people, it actually grows in me. That I become more gentle. I become more merciful. I become a better friend. I become more joyful when I can share my joy with other people. It grows in me. And we certainly can't be covetous about spiritual goods. That I have to be generous in abundance in sharing my own security in the Lord with other people. But that mindset takes over, that if I give myself, something will be taken away from me. If I give you 10 pieces of gum, you're going to take one away, and I'll be left with less. There's a beautiful litany, the litany of trust, and you go through all these ways that I'm called to trust the Lord more. And the one that always gets me, that I'm asking for conversion constantly, we pray, from the belief that trusting in you will leave me more destitute. Deliver me, Jesus. From the belief that trusting in you will leave me more destitute, that somehow Jesus is going to take something away from me. Lord, I need to be delivered from that. St. Thérèse of Lisieux tells us that heaven is your home. The earth is your vessel. Heaven is your home. Earth is your vessel. Which is why when Carlo Acutis was asked as a young boy, asked him, like, what is your life plan? And it wasn't to focus on my career and my own happiness. He says, remaining close to Jesus is my life plan. Remaining close to Jesus is my life plan. And who knows how the Lord is going to weave us in and out of that story that he's writing. But if my life plan is to remain close to the Lord, I open myself to sharing the good news, the living into the goodness that Jesus has brought to us. In case we've forgotten with this story of Lazarus, the poor man, and the rich man, as they conclude, like, send someone from the dead. They will not be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Jesus died on a cross in a brutal and very public way. And 3 days later, he rose from the grave. Is that not enough? Is that not enough to be able to surrender our lives to him? To remain close to Jesus is my life plan, not my own career or my own happiness. Let us cling to Jesus, who is our salvation and our hope.